to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You are on.
I'm going to start? Okay.
You are going to start with our budget presentation, please.
Thank you. So I just want to start off by thanking the administration and the board who's been working with Pat and myself over the past few months to put together the 25-26 school budget. Annually, the school district has to develop a balanced budget and propose it to the taxpayers to have a public vote, which is held the third Tuesday in May. So in this budget, you know, we were budgeting to be fiscally responsible, but also planning ahead for the future. So our tax levy this year will be increasing slightly, $71,000, $754, or 1.25%. We also did see an increase in state aid. We are going to be using fund balance again this year to balance out our revenue and expenditures. We do have an additional position that we put in this year for the curriculum coordinator. Currently, we contract with BOCES. We are going to propose to have an in-district curriculum coordinator for 5 days a week. We're going to continue to fund the theater program. We will have some balance transfers, which we'll see later on, to continue to help the federal program and also cafeteria. And we planned for necessary equipment purchases for maintenance. This is just a budget summary of our revenue and expenditures. Our expenditures are first. We have them categorized in the main components of our budget, which is general support, instruction, transportation, community services, employee benefits, debt services, and our transfers. So as you can see here, our general support is increasing just over 8%. Instruction is increasing just over 1.61%, or $180,000. Our biggest expenditure this year is our employee benefits. So we'll review that later on in a little bit more detail, but our health insurance was our biggest expenditure for this year during our budgeting process. Our overall budget is going up 3.97%, or $853,564. Our revenues is increasing, our state aid is increasing 5.56%. Property taxes, like I just said, is going up 1.25%. Other revenue, that's a rather large increase. We have received additional tuition students, so we will be billing back for revenue for additional students that will be attending Whitehall, so we will have the additional revenue come in. And we will be using reserves and fund balance. A little bit less than what we used last year, but it's just over $1 million that we'll be using out of our reserves and fund balance. This just is a little deeper dive into the categories that I just explained. So our general support area, that's our Board of Ed, general administration, finance, legal, buildings and grounds. That increase is up $210,000. We have our standard contractual increases. We're obligated every year, cleaning supplies, building costs, operation, and increase in BOCES. Like our health insurance, our building insurance also did see a rather large increase this year. They're proposed, we won't get the final number until just about July 1st, but we're looking at about 20% increase for our building insurance. So just like health insurance, insurance is just going up across the board. We also have an increase in our BOCES services. That is just for contracted services that we have with BOCES. It's our food service, our director of food service. This year, it's bringing in as an expense in the general fund, and our revenue will always flow through here as well. So that's why it's a rather large increase for general. It is our BOCES increase. Instruction, this is up just over $180,000. Like I said, we are planning on a full-time curriculum coordinator in district 5 days a week. We do have a reduction of two teachers, one special ed teacher and one elementary teacher. The reduction of teachers elementary and special ed was to right-size our classroom sizes. So we have a little bit of a decline in our student population at the elementary school, and also our special ed population has been declining slightly. So we were right-sizing the teacher-staff ratio, which resulted in a reduction of two teachers, one special ed, one elementary. We're going to continue the additional support services where we need them, also an increase in BOCES. We are seeing an uptick in CTE enrollment. Since we've actually compiled the budget, you know, Ethan has shared the news that he's actually had additional students interested in attending a CTE program. So great news, but we did plan for an increase in this budget to support the students that would like to attend BOCES for CTE. We're going to continue to support the drama program, and we did shift a grant-funded position into the general fund. So one of our guidance counselors' positions was partially funded by Title V funds. We did not receive Title V funds, so we have shifted the dollar amount into the general fund so that guidance counselor could stay on as a 1.0 FTE. And also we lucked out this year and we added an additional full-time SLP position. So we lucked out with that. So we also have that in this budget as well. Transportation, standard increases, is really just salary and benefits. Good news is, I don't want to jinx it, but as of right now, we finally have, we have filled all of our driver positions that we have budgeted for. So we do have one person that has a permit but is working towards getting their license, but that is great news. We have not had that in a while. So hopefully transportation continues to shift in a positive direction. And we are going to continue to fund the Whitehall Public Library. So that will stay in the budget for $25,000, which it's been there for a couple of years now. Employee benefits. So like I said, we saw a rather large increase for health insurance this year. This is our largest expense in our overall budget. We are looking at $447,000 in health insurance and a slight increase in teachers' retirement and workers' comp as well. And we do have a slight decrease proposed for ERS or local retirement. So those rates haven't been finalized yet, but based on the projections that we got, increase in one, decrease in the other, but we did see a rather large increase for insurance. Debt service is increasing just slightly, and we do have a decrease in our interfund transfers. We reduced the amount to transfer to the cafeteria fund. The CEP program that we currently have in place seems to be holding its own, so we did reduce that slightly because I don't foresee us needing a transfer to the cafeteria. We did keep the transfer to the federal programs because that helps with our summer school students. We transfer in the difference that we don't get back from the federal government, which is about 12% that we transfer in. So we did keep that. Oh, I think I might have gone too far. Okay. Revenues. Our largest revenue coming in is our state aid, which is comes in about 68% of our total budget. We are projecting to receive an increase of $800,000 or just over 5% from the prior year. Currently, I'm sure you guys are all aware, the governor has not passed her budget. So the revenue that we are using are the revenue projections that we received on her proposed budget. I don't see any reason why we're going to receive less, but I just want everyone to be aware that her final budget has not been approved, so we could see some shifts in the revenue that we are receiving. Other revenue coming in, like I said, our biggest increase in there is our tuition students that we have. Our fund balance, we are using $857,000 of our unassigned fund balance. Our current unassigned fund balance is above the 4% allowable under the real property tax law 1318 that the school is allowed to have. We have discussed in audit and finance that we are going to leave our unassigned fund balance there in case we have any emergencies or anything that comes up, and also not knowing when the district might receive pilot funds coming in, because a couple years back we transitioned COVID fund staff into the general fund. So we will continue to use our unassigned fund balance to balance our budgets, hopefully in the 2027 year the pilot will start flowing, so then we will use less of our unassigned fund balance. At the end of the 2026 year, we should have approximately a little over $2 million left in our unassigned fund balance, once we use the $857,000 here, plus the two items that will be on the proposition, which will be on the next slide. We are also going to apply reserves of the employee benefit reserves, $200,000. That reserve has just over $1.4 million, so we will take $200,000 out of that. So that reserve will still be very healthy. We should end about $1.2 million in our employee reserve once we use the funds to balance the budget. This is our property tax formula that we used, and this helps us determine what amount we are allowed to go out at for property, the property tax levy. So the calculation, as you can see here, we have to use the current year calculation. It goes over multiple years, so we use the current as our base. And then the other factors, the growth factor, which we are provided that, which comes in from the state, our pilot payments that we have received, our levy exemptions, which is our capital tax levy amount that we receive on our aid, on our capital aid. If we receive more aid than we have expenditures, then it's an exclusion. That is that difference there. Our growth factor, again, we're provided that information from the state. We have to back out the pilots that we are projected to receive in that current year. Any allowable carryover that we have that we can add back into our formula. So basically our tax levy, we are allowed to go out at $5,961,000. That is a 3.85% increase over this current year tax levy amount for $221,000. We are proposing to go out at 1.25%. Or $5,812,000, which is equal to the $71,754. So roughly that number, not having our updated values from the county, which we will not receive until August, out of our five districts that pay taxes, Whitehall, Dresden, Hampton, Fort Ann, and Granville, the average increase on a home of $100,000 is $15.78. So just to put in perspective of what that is looking like, depending on what town you're in, Whitehall has been reassessed, so their equalization rate will change. We don't have any of those numbers, so based off the information that we received this past August, that is about the increase of what a homeowner could be looking at, and that is prior to STARS exemptions or if they receive any other exemptions. So this is just straight across the board, that would be a little over a $15 increase. This here is just a summary of what the tax levies have looked like over the past 10 years. Again, 1.25% or $71,000. The district has been as high as a little 2.5% and as low as zero. So this year we are going to project and ask the taxpayers to approve the increase of $71,754. On top of the budget proposition to approve the overall expense budget, we will have two additional propositions. The first one will be to purchase a school bus, 65 passenger, not to exceed $168,986. We will use the fund balance to purchase the bus once we get voter approval. We will receive transportation aid back. This year it actually increased to 87 cents per dollar. It was 83 cents last year, so our reimbursement rate has actually increased slightly for our transportation. The second proposition that we will have is to purchase 7.32 acres. located at 270 Broadway, Whitehall, of a cost of $250,000. We also will be using fund balance for that purchase, so both of our propositions will have zero impact to the taxpayers of Whitehall. This year, we have two seats open on the for the board. Both of them are going to be three-year terms. The members listed below are running for the two vacant seats. They will also be on the ballot, which will be going out May 20th as well. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Thank you, Lori.
Elsa, thank you. Thank you very much. And then we're going to hear from somebody else.
Budget, would we ask an hour
wait
until visitor comments?
It's up to you. Do you want?
I don't care.
Yeah, I'd say ask.
Yeah,
it.
Go ahead.
What are pilots?
So, payment in lieu of taxes.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's the money that's going to be coming in from the Chippy project. We've also had some pilots that have been in place over the years for the solar farms,
okay.
Those sorts of things. So the money comes in directly, not based on tax value amount, but based on an agreement that's made with several different agencies.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. It is officially May, so here's the special edition of the recent events presentation, coupled with my presentation about the Europe trip. So to start off, junior prom was just this past weekend. We had about 120 attendees. Prom was held at Fort William Henry, and then we had after prom at the Fun Spot. You can see there's our prom court, there's our prom committee, there's loads of fun. We actually had two food trucks at the after prom. We managed to fundraise enough for that, so that's really exciting. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the Europe trip. So, we managed to visit four different places on this trip. We went to Paris, France, Zurich, Switzerland, Lucerne, Switzerland, and Munich, Germany. Now, this was a really, really fun trip, and it was also a long one, travel-wise. So we ended up taking four flights and one ride on the bullet train, and those were all in varying lengths, anywhere from like an hour flight to almost 9 hours. And that was, the 9 hour one was from Munich all the way over to Chicago, which is wild. But starting off in Paris, France. So we spent 4 days in Paris. We saw the Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe, Notre Dame. We visited the Louvre, and Mrs. Ernenwine and I took a mini trip to Shakespeare and Company, which is a really famous bookstore. There's a lot of history there, which is really cool. So here's a collection of some photos that I've gathered. Then we took a 4 hour trip on the bullet train over to Zurich, Switzerland, so gathered some of the more landscapey kind of photos. This one was actually taken on the bullet train, which is really cool. But in Switzerland, we took like an afternoon trip in Zurich, and then we traveled to Lucerne, where the next day we had a day trip, starting off with a walking tour, a cruise on Lake Lucerne. We took a train to the top of one of the Alps, and then we took like a cable car down. We saw the Lion Monument, as you can see there. And we then had a fondue evening, full of a lot of culture and cheese. And in that fondue evening, our very own Mr. E2 and I yodeled on stage. And the video of him is posted on social media all over the place. He's like totally famous now. So after that, we traveled to Munich, Germany, and we first started off in Dachau, and from the bus from Lucerne to Dachau, that was a couple couple hours, and we ended up traveling through 4 different countries in one day. We traveled through Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria, and then in Germany. Now, I'll circle back to Dachau in a minute, but after that, we took a nice guided tour of Munich. We saw the Olympic Stadium, we visited the residence, and we took a bike tour of the English Park, which you can actually see the route right there, which is actually cool. So then we traveled home the next day, ended up getting back after almost an entire day of traveling, but I'd like to take a moment to talk about Dachau, because as I've said before, and Mrs. Ernenwein has said before, this one ties pretty close with our English curriculum, because every 10th grader reads the book Night by Elie Wiesel. Pretty sure that's shifting to 11th grade starting next year, but we actually visited the concentration camp where he was liberated, Elie Wiesel. And not only did we do that, but on the DC trip, we always go to the Holocaust Memorial Museum that's located in DC. But this is like a full circle sort of moment for the curriculum, and it was a very, very impactful trip. And yeah. On a lighter topic, we tried so much food. This is like only a handful of some of the stuff that we got to enjoy on our trip. So we had all sorts of really cool like cuisine from all 3 of these countries. And personally, I think my favorite was the cheese fondue. that was a lot of fun, but it's really cool, like getting to see like how all of the cuisine works. So I'd also like to take a minute to appreciate the differences and similarities over there to here. Our tour guide, his name's Julian, he was actually German, so we got like some of like an extra layer of like context and education and everything, which I think is really cool. And then I also noticed, and a lot of us noticed, there's not a lot of this going on, you know, like phones out and whatnot. People just like were relaxing and like taking nice strolls around and like sitting and reading books and just chatting with people and face-to-face contact, which we don't have as much of that here in the United States, and I thought that was really nice to see. Also, the fashion's way cooler. That's very personal, but it's just cooler. some similarities. I saw at least 1 McDonald's in every country. There were quite a few in Paris, which was kind of funny. I was not expecting that, but yeah. And then the traffic in Paris reminded me somewhat of some of the busier cities in the United States, which is interesting, because, yeah. And finally, I know I said this last time, but Mrs. Ernenwein is once again, like, right on the ball with, like, the sort of immersive curriculum. She's taking us to see The Great Gatsby on Broadway. That is next month, I believe. That's right after Regents are all done, so there's that. And that's my presentation for this month. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Anne. That was terrific.
Yeah,
we really appreciate the input and the information on your trip. We're glad you guys all had a great time and found it valuable.
Anne, and did the students, were they willing to try the different foods?
Yeah, actually. It was surprising, but like even some of like the stuff that you wouldn't really think that you'd like, we all tried, and we were like, whoa, this is actually kind of good.
Nice. Yeah, thank you again for doing that. That's great. Good to see. I don't have any comments. I'm going to let the administration take those comments. Do any other board members have any comments today? Okay.
Really, we met 2 weeks ago, so
yes.
Really not a whole lot more to say other than prom happened, but Ethan's going to talk about that. So we'll start off with Adriana. Updates, information, anything on the elementary school you want to share?
The Memorial Day celebration is the 23rd, which I think I told you 2 weeks ago when I saw all of you. So phone calls have been made. We are preparing and very excited.
Is it at 10?
10 a.m.
Hopefully yeah. It's a dry day.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be, but it's okay. 2 weeks away. You never know.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see. That's really all I have.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Burgess.
We prommed it up this weekend, as Annan said. We went to the carriage house. I had never been there. It was beautiful. The food was great. They had, you could tell that the students picked the food, so they had like cheeseburgers, sliders, and barbecue sliders, chicken fingers, but then there was some chicken parmesan too for the adults, but kids danced the night away. Prom ended 7 to 11-ish, right? Yeah, 11-ish. Kids changed then at the Fort William Henry. Then we bust them over to the fun spot where there's everything the fun spot has: rollerblading, miniature golf, laser tag, things like that. And then something interesting this year was two food trucks came, so the kids chowed down on that. And it ended at 2. They came home very tired. I was tired the next day. But prom is always successful. So for the teachers that are there, it's the one time when the entire student body is together on the dance floor at the same time, which is always kind of enjoyable. The cliques are kind of gone and things like that. So next year's prom people were at the prom taking some tips. So the prom for next year is already being planned. And yes, if you look at our Instagrams, there's pictures and videos everywhere. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mr.
Thank
Burgess,
you.
Thank you to you and your faculty that participated in prom, getting
yep.
everything organized.
Yep.
It's a phenomenal event that we remember for mm-hmm. our entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for helping facilitate that. Kendra, any updates from special ed?
Annual reviews are rocking and rolling. We're hoping to finish up before Memorial Day weekend. I think we're going to have one day afterwards where we're going to have to do some makeups, but other than that, we're almost through.
Fantastic.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Lori, thank you for all
yes.
your hard work on the budget. Your presentation this evening was helpful, I'm sure, for most, and we look forward to what we hope is a very positive outcome coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Okay.
All right, board minutes. I would like to recommend that I go backwards and talk about the treasurer's report after I just finished thanking Lori for her treasurer's report. It's probably important that we approve said treasurer's report. So I'd like to make a recommendation that the board approve the treasurer's report and accompanying documents.
And do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, we have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? I also would like to thank Lori for everything that she's done and the staffs for all their budget work. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, now we'll do board minutes. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of April 21, April 22, and April 30.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay, we've got Mr. LaChapelle and Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Kendra, as she just mentioned, has been busy with CSC CPSC minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of the dates listed in your agenda.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Audit and Finance Committee notes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the notes of the meeting of April 21st, 2025.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. Appointments. Would folks mind if we do the first one just independent? All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the teacher on special assignment, TOSA, appointment of Mr. Dane Stutes, position of curriculum coordinator for the 25-26 school year. He will remain on step and have days throughout the summer where he'll have the opportunity to work in the curricular role during the course of the summer. Certainly, we look forward to working with Dane. He's proven himself as an invaluable asset to the district, and I look forward to working with him in this capacity.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, second?
Second.
Mr. Latchfell? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome. Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard, Dane. All right, we have a few other appointments. I would like to recommend the probationary appointment of Ms. Anderson Donaghy to the position of English teacher. She will begin in September of 2025. I'd also like to recommend the four-year probationary appointment of Mr. Christian Poley to the position of school psychologist. He has been working for us throughout this school year on kind of an interim basis as he finished his certification and licensure. He's done a great job. We look forward to continuing to work with Christian. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Christian, how do you say his last name, Lazat?
Lazat.
I would. To the position of substitute cleaner beginning May 5th. And I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Amber Lafayette to the position of substitute teacher bus aide beginning tomorrow.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt and Mr. Lambert, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one leave of absence request. Mr. John Godfrey has requested a leave of absence beginning on or around June 23rd for paternity leave.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We would like to continue our wrestling merger with Granville for the 25-26 school year at modified JV and varsity for the 25-26 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve? Mr. Lambert and Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, and just to reiterate what Lori shared, coming up, the budget vote is May 20th, 2025, from noon until 8 p.m. Voting will take place right here in the LGI.
Yay. Okay, do we have any public comments? Yes, Mrs. Brielle.
Just wanted to say a few words about some staff members that you have, exemplary staff members that you have. So I wanted to take your audience today to do that. So I wanted to take a moment tonight to recognize three truly outstanding educators, Heather Ernenwine, Megan Reynolds, and John Etu, for their incredible work in bringing our English Honor Society students to Europe. This trip was more than just a tour. It was a thoughtfully designed educational journey, and that's thanks to the care, effort, and passion that these three individuals poured into this experience. Heather, Megan, and John created moments for our students that will carry them through the rest of their lives. From the sights they saw to the connections that they made, the impact of this trip goes far beyond the classroom. It was an unforgettable opportunity to learn through real-world experiences, and we have these educators to thank for that. I'd especially like to highlight Heather Ernenwine, who serves as the advisor to the English Honor Society. Heather is an exceptional teacher who not only brings the student the subject to life, but she also cares deeply about the well-being of her students. She checks in on them when life gets difficult, and she works hard to ensure her classroom is a place of connection, engagement, and meaning. Her ability to tie rigorous English content to real-world experiences is remarkable. When her students read about the Holocaust and genocide, she brought them to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., as you heard from Student Council President Riddle. When they studied literature referencing concentration camps, she brought them to Dachau in Germany. After reading The Crucible, she took her class to Salem, Massachusetts. And this year, she's taking students to Broadway to see The Great Gatsby after they studied the novel. This level of dedication is not just commendable, it's inspiring. Heather shows up and shows us that education doesn't have to stay within the four walls of a classroom. Learning through experience has a lasting power, and she embodies that philosophy to the fullest. Though Heather isn't here tonight to hear these words, I will be sharing this speech with her so that she knows her hard work, even on the toughest days, is deeply appreciated. I encourage each of you on the board to reach out to her personally to let her know that her efforts have not gone unnoticed. Finally, I'd like to make a request for the benefit of the chaperones that went on this trip. After returning from Europe at 11:45 p.m. on Sunday night, it's only fair that these staff members receive the following Monday as a paid day off without it impacting their personal PTO. This trip is emotionally and physically exhausting, and these staff members deserve the time to recover without sacrificing their own earned leave. Thank you for your time, your consideration of this request, and most importantly, for recognizing these three outstanding educators. Their dedication to our students is nothing short of exemplary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank them as well. We are going to go into executive session. There will be no action taken. So I do need a motion to enter executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Mr. Dudley and Mr. Lambert, all in favor? Opposed? Carried. So.